Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka. Ground
beef. Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot. I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot. You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
I'm in for Mark Hockman today. Got Dan Day here. We got Jimmy wearing his Inter Miami gear. Now, Jimmy, is that a Messi or are you actually representing someone a little bit more creative than, you know, the most famous human being on the planet?
It's a customized jersey.
I don't know where I stand on that. I don't know. I feel like if anyone can pull it off, it's Jimmy. Usually I feel like the customized jersey, if you're not 7 years old, it's kind of lame, but in a way I think Jimmy pulls it off. What do you think, Dan?
Jimmy is the only person I know that can pull that off, man. Most people I'm like, ooh, no. But when I see that Garcia on the back, is it number 26, Jimmy?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, man. But that's Jimmy's style. You know, some things people get away with because it's their style. Maybe it's not the most acceptable or coolest thing, but if it's your style and you own it like Jimmy does, I'm good with that.
Jimmy does own it. I got to give Jimmy credit for that. We got a lot to get to on today's show. At some point, Crowder's going to be with us. Is he in Jersey? I know he spends most of, who knows? He's going to be at a hotel somewhere. He's going to try to get his Wi-Fi sorted out, going to try to get checked into his room. Crowder's going to be with us. Plenty to talk about with the Florida Panthers in action. Miami Hurricanes hoops team, you know, they got a tough one against number 8 Duke tonight. Duke Blue Devils are 6.5-point favorites. We're going to get to all this stuff in the headlines. I'll tell you what's had me a little bit upset throughout this week, fellas, is that blowhard on ESPN. I have to specify because there's a lot of blowhards on ESPN. Mike Tannenbaum last worked for the Miami Dolphins in 2018. Yet he's still proposing ridiculous trades and ideas to them. Like, Danny, it's been 6 years, man. Let it go. He's trying to trade Jaylen Waddle now.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill came out and talked about the trade that Tannenbaum threw out there as being ludicrous, which basically summed up my feelings in a word. You know, talking about trading Jaylen Waddle. Listen, Jaylen Waddle just turned 26 years old. He and Tua already have that connection. Waddle needs to be the present and future because, yes, right now Tyreek Hill is more impactful as a Miami Dolphins receiver than Waddle. Hill's on the back nine. Jaylen Waddle's only getting started. Not to say that Trent McDuffie, the young corner from Kansas City, I like that player a lot. That's who Tannenbaum talked about doing a straight swap for, Jaylen Waddle for Trent McDuffie. But I mean, let's not forget, I, for whatever reason, didn't play last year, but the Dolphins did just draft Cam Smith last year. I know that the future for Xavien Howard is very uncertain. More than likely, he won't be back with the Dolphins, but they do have Jalen Ramsey right now. I'm not focusing right now on Trent McDuffie. I am perfectly happy keeping Jalen Waddle for the present and future of this team. Thank you very much, Tannenbaum. No, thank you.
Yeah, that was very interesting. He said Waddle deserves to be a number one, and that's what he can do in Kansas City. Like, that was it was really, really weird. And he's getting slaughtered in social media, by the way, for that weird take that he had. I mean, goodness gracious. Yeah, let's give up our guy, number two, a guy that every year that he's been with the Dolphins has had over 1,000 receiving yards, our future, and straight up trade him for a cornerback. I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, he talks about Waddle, quote-unquote, deserving to be a number one. Within the next couple of years, he probably will be a number one again, because I don't know how much longer Tyreek Hill is going to be here. So Waddle's time will come again. All right, folks, at 2:20, we're going to talk with the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, Joe Zigaki. Talk about that matchup tonight with Duke. We'll talk about the countdown to spring football for the Miami Hurricanes, March 4th. Don't ask me how many days away that is, because math is not my, especially when you're dealing with February and a leap year. Very, very weird number of it. So I think it's around a week and a half between now and March 4th is when the Hurricanes will start spring football. We'll talk to Joe Zigaki about that in about 14 minutes. In the meantime, I got to get me some headlines from Dan Day.
They're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Panthers, they were up 2-0 going into the third, but it had to go to overtime. They won it, though, 3-2 on an Anton Lundell goal. The Cats have won 6 in a row, and tomorrow at 7, they're in Raleigh playing the Carolina Hurricanes.
They've won 11 of their past 12 games, and I don't need to tell you guys, because I'm sure everybody listening to this is a hardcore hockey fan, and you know exactly what the team does night in and night out. They are not only now first place in the Atlantic Division, they surpassed the stinking Boston Bruins. First place in the East, only the Vancouver Canucks have more points than the Florida Panthers do right now, and the Cats have won 11 of their past 12 games. When they play well, they win. When they don't play well, they still find a way to win, which is very important. I love me watching some Panthers hockey, and right now, that's the best team in town, right? I mean, the Heat are coming out of the All-Star break in the next couple days. They've been uneven. They've been on some hot streaks, on a lot of cold streaks throughout the year. Hurricanes basketball team to this point has been an unfortunate and massive disappointment. You know, Inter Miami is coming back, but they didn't even make the playoffs next year. They have some pressure to hoist the MLS Cup with Lionel Messi and all his buddies being on the team. Florida Panthers, best team in town right now, bar none.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about them is they're not doing it finesse-wise. You know, when they won that President's Cup years ago, they were a finesse team. They had to do a lot of comebacks. Here, they're just solid, going out there and just winning games.
Yeah, I love the way that this team is constructed. You know, it's a beautiful thing to watch. You know, you talked about the President's Cup a couple of years ago. Last year, they snuck into the playoffs. They got to the Stanley Cup Finals. I'd like to have my cake and eat it too this year. I'd like to get a President's Cup and get back to those Stanley Cup Finals to see what happens.
That'd be sweet to break the curse, to win the President's Cup, then win the whole thing.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, maybe you just win the East. Maybe you don't win the President's Cup.
Take a dive at the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, take a dive.
We need to win these last two games. We're good. Yeah. Just don't even put it up to a chance. Just forfeit. We're going to forfeit. Take the 2 points.
You know, arrest everybody. Just call up your AHL team and have them play the last
game. Those guys deserve a shot. Come on. Yeah. Inter Miami opened their 2024 MLS campaign tonight at 8 against Real Salt Lake. Messi is said to be totally healthy, and the stadium has been renamed to Chase Stadium because it is sponsored by JPMorgan Chase.
Oh, I did not know that. So that's the stadium down here has been renamed?
It's no longer Drive Pink.
I did not know that. Okay. You know, I was reading something in the Herald that was like, you know, Greg Cody does his, like, you know, 20 things at the top of his mind or whatever he does, and he puts something out there. It's like, it's MLS playoffs or bust for Inter. No duh, Greg Cody. I mean, yeah, you got the arguably the GOAT on your team right now, Lionel Messi. And he's the traveling roadshow everywhere he goes, whether he's at home or on the road. Tickets are going to be so. Didn't he have to, like, apologize to a foreign country? He had to apologize to China for not being able to play in a friendly. It's like, that's how it goes. If Messi is not even healthy enough to play, he needs to apologize to entire nations to avoid international incidents.
Yeah, it's kind of what happened. He didn't play against Hong Kong, and so China took their ball home with them. They canceled all the international friendlies between Argentina and China because they don't want Messi coming.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Messi had to make a statement that him not playing was not a political statement, that he really was, you know, precautionary and stuff like that, because people tried to spin it into that too.
Yeah, I don't mean this as a knock, but he doesn't seem like the type who would make international statements. Like, he just seems like he wants to please everybody. Like, he's not going to boycott certain countries for political. Like, I just feel like Messi wants everyone to be happy. That's just who he is.
Right. He's got a good personality. You see it through all the commercials for like Michelob Ultra and whatever, yeah. Lay's potato chips. But he's not that type of polarizing figure that, you know, really tries to get controversial at any point.
Well, he's more like Michael Jordan. I mean, my MJ always used to say, you know, Republicans buy sneakers too. Like, he didn't take political stances on things. I feel like Messi is more MJ than LeBron. Like, he's less about the political stances. He's more about just playing the game that he loves and bringing people together. He's not about tearing people apart. So I'm glad that Messi, you know, not playing in those friendlies, I'm glad that didn't spark World War III. I'm relieved to hear that.
Speaking of soccer and political statements, the U.S. women's national team defeated the Dominican Republic 5-0 in their CONCACAF W Gold Cup opener. Alex Morgan, she scored a goal for the team.
There you go. Was that a political statement? Is that what you were getting at?
Well, the women's team has been known for being somewhat political. And they play soccer.
Yeah, I'm still, listen, not nothing political. I'm just mad about the time Megan Rapinoe snubbed you when you tried to, you know, you tried to say hello to her on that airplane, and she just completely didn't want any part of saying hello to Dan Day.
Yeah, I didn't know she lived in Seattle. We were flying to Seattle. We're in a layover, and she just yepped me. So, tough times. Canes back in action. Nice little afternoon over there in Coral Gables. Joe Z's got himself a night because Canes guard Nigel Pack, questionable lower extremity injury, maybe for the rest of the season, but especially for tonight, 7 o'clock, Duke comes to town.
Yeah, it's Duke, number 8 now. They updated the rankings. They're on a 4-game winning streak. Miami is on a 4-game losing streak, so something's got to give tonight. Now, the Hurricanes, the last time they faced Duke in their building last year, wire to wire, blew them out. So let's hope we can get a little of that action tonight.
If you want to get out early to Coral Gables, maybe hit up Titanic, say hi to the Metro Rail boys. There's a Canes baseball game against UCF starting at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that is, man, if I, I'd rather be here with Dan Day and Jimmy, believe me. I love me some 560 WQAM, but if I wasn't here, I would definitely pull off that doubleheader. I would definitely check out like the first 6-7 innings of the Miami UCF baseball game. And then I would walk or maybe stumble my way. If I stop at Titanic between the two venues, I'd stumble my way over to the Watsco Center and watch some Canes hoops tonight. That would be my plan, if not for the fact that I am here doing some work, and I love you guys.
The two venues are right next to each other too. It'd be very, very easy. Speaking of baseball, this kind of has me excited. The Marlins offered Tim Anderson a $2 million contract. The length of the contract for the former White Sox free agent is unclear, but it's probably 1 year.
Yeah, probably so. All right. Let's get it done, Marlins. A little off-season baseball talk, a little hot stove.
If they can get a 2-year, $2 million deal for Tim Anderson, that's what I'm talking about.
That would be nice. Hey, that seems like that's the type of discount I want the Miami Dolphins to get when they re-sign Tua. Like, you know, let's forget about this 45, 50 million a year talk. Let's see if we can get that 2-year, $2 million extension. Let's get it working.
It's like that Jack Harlow song. For all the guys in the back waiting on the next track, cut your boy a little slack. Come on, Tua, cut your guys a little slack.
Oh, you channeled Jack Harlow there. I thought you took on his form.
cut a little slack, Tua. Come on, man. You and I, we're riding together. Take a couple million off that payday. College football playoff has approved a 5+7 format. That means they're going to take the 5 highest-ranked conference champions and the next highest-ranked 7 teams. The rule is in effect this coming season.
Yeah, so it was the initial idea was 6+6, which would be 6 conference champions and then 6, I'll call them, at large. But since the Pac-12 completely imploded, you know, they decided, hey, we're only – so still, that's more – you could say now Power 4 conferences, So still you get like, you know, a mid-major conference has a chance to put a conference champion in, which is kind of cool to have that opportunity. So it's going to be five conference winners, seven at large. But Dan, people need to get their expectations right for this, because based on the way that the rankings have played out the last couple of years, you could expect most of those seven at large spots to be monopolized by the SEC and the Big Ten. I was looking at last year's field. So obviously last year only four teams got in. Florida State fans remember that pretty well. Only four teams got in. But if you looked at the CFP final top 12, which would be the 12, you know, that would get in under the new format, seven, you know, out of number five through number 12, out of those next seven, six out of those seven are teams that are now in either the Big Ten or the SEC. Right, because you remember those conferences are expanding. So you're going to see a lot of Big Ten and SEC grabbing those spots.
Yeah, it sounds cool. And initially you look at it like, ooh, this is really going to shake things up. Then you realize the college football playoff has all the power in the world to put whoever they basically want in there.
Right.
If you boil it down, they can just rank who they want. That means Miami's going to have to mind their P's and Q's, because we know college football.
Yeah, I mean, they already showed us last year. They can just say, you know, you're not in because your starting quarterback's not going to play and we don't think you have a chance.
Yeah.
Like, they can do whatever they want. You're right.
They're just putting on a different outfit. That's all. They're same people. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's get to weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Not a cloud in the sky. It is beautiful. It is around the low to mid 70s. And, you know what time? It feels just perfect for the day spa.
Yes.
Ah, yes. A South Carolina woman was running late for an appointment, so she took a shortcut through a graveyard and damaged some tombstones with her car. I mean, I hate when people are late for stuff, so I mean.
Wow.
That's a grave situation.
Oh,
Jimmy!
Let's go!
Wow. I feel like that's something that I might even consider doing. Like, I remember I'm respectful of the dead, so I'd never do it through a graveyard. But I remember one time I was late for a school drop off for my son, and I like drove through this empty lot that you were not supposed to drive through. So I can understand her feeling on that, but I have too much respect for the dead. I'm way too superstitious to do something like that.
I'm somewhere between what you did and what she did when it comes to running late.
Yeah, exactly.
Like on The Simpsons, he goes, "You hit a gravestone, Dad, and with your car." He goes, "Is that bad luck?" They go, "Did you ever think it was good luck?" Yeah, there you go, man. Happy endings for everyone.
Happy endings for everyone. I love it. Day spa. I told Dan this about an hour ago. So excited to step into the day spa throughout the day today. Miami Hurricanes, Duke Blue Devils in basketball tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some spring football expectations as well. Joe Zagacki, the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, joins us next year on the Hawk and Crowder Show, AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
How many great soccer players haven't dreamed about lacing them up across from that KFC on Commercial Boulevard?
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
An important game tonight and a difficult game for Jim Larranaga's Miami Hurricanes. You can hear it right here on 560 WQAM. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock. Hurricanes taking on the number 8 Duke Blue Devils. Miami's had a good history of beating Duke at home. They really need this one this evening if they have any sort of slim chances of the NCAA tournament. But more on this, let's talk to the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Joe Zigacki joins us, who's going to be on the call this evening. Joe, how are you?
Good, Dono. About ready to head down to the Watsco Center, hopefully for an entertaining basketball game.
I hope so, Joe. And, you know, with Miami dealing with injury to Nigel Pack, who could miss the rest of the season, but we'll talk about, you know, his absence in recent games, including tonight. Who's got to step up?
Probably everybody. You know, you only have really six guys that they can go to, maybe five, to be honest with you. Cleveland, Joseph, Poplar, George, and O'Meara, and then you know the bench becomes very thin. You're down to using guys that you never expected would play this year, and Paul Jobe and Ja'Kai Robinson. But who has to step up? For me, Alex, I don't want to use the word disappointing, but I would say probably not meeting the expectations of what most people thought would be Wuga Poplar. He's just really struggled since December. He's averaging one free throw attempt a game against ACC opponents. And he should be getting to the free throw line, you know, five, six times a game by attacking, which indicates to me that he's just settling for a jump shot and settling for three pointers. And I think that Wuga is start the season as a NBA prospect, probably still is an NBA prospect, maybe not quite as high as some think. But he probably has five or six games, whatever it is, left in a University of Miami uniform, and I hope he uses them to his absolute best.
Talking with Joe Zigacki, the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. He's going to be on the call tonight when the Hurricanes take on the Duke Blue Devils at the Watsco Center. And, you know, Joe, you know, Miami often, when they're playing against big teams and seven-footers, usually Jim Larranaga has to get – pretty creative with the matchups, and you go against a really good seven-footer tonight in Kyle Filipowski. What does Miami have to do there?
Well, number one, O'Meara has to stay in the game. So yep. Probably a combination of O'Meara and Mike Nwoko, the freshman who has no idea what he's going up against in Kyle Filipowski. But Nwoko is going to have to give Miami whatever amount of minutes it is, he's going to have to give them quality minutes. And hopefully – it's not a lot. Hopefully Norchad can stay on the floor for 30-plus minutes. If he does, Norchad, I think, can give Filipowski fits, and I think Norchad's really looking forward to it. Last year in the game against Duke in Miami, O'Meara had 17 points and 10 rebounds, and Filipowski only had 9 points against Miami at the Watsco Center. Now, without Norchad in the lineup at the ECC tournament game, he had 17 points, and he was 8 for 9 shooting the ball. So he was very comfortable without O'Meara, not so comfortable with Norchad breathing down his neck. So I think that's a key matchup, but O'Meara has to stay on the floor, and when Filipowski catches it, Miami probably has to swarm to him, use their speed, force him to kick the ball out. Now, that becomes a problem a little bit because Jared McCain, their outstanding freshman, is coming off a game where he was rookie of the week inside the ACC. He scored 35 points against Florida State, the sixth most by a freshman in the history of the ACC, and tied J.J. Redick's freshman record at Duke. So McCain comes in swinging a hot bat. That'll be a key matchup for Miami on the perimeter. But inside, if they're going to stand any chance with Filipowski, it's going to have to be O'Meara slamming the door on him. And then the guy that's really – I think elevated his game for Duke is Mitchell. Mark Mitchell has played really well for him. He's at probably their right position this year. He's their four man, played well against Miami at the ACC tournament. He had 14 points in that game. Didn't play in the game at Miami last year. In the game at Duke, his most significant play was pretty much a half-court shot that broke Miami's back. But he's a really, really talented player. And I would think that Matt Cleveland is going to draw that assignment. But the backcourt, you know, I mentioned Wuga Poplar earlier. Maybe you get George on McCain. And then Miami's got to do a good job on Jeremy Roach. And we don't know if Proctor is going to play. He was in their concussion protocol. If he does play, perhaps that's Wooga's man. And if Wooga wants to go to the NBA, then he should cancel out Tyrese Proctor if he plays, because Proctor is going to be in the NBA.
You know, Joe, no matter what the big picture scenario is, beating Duke is always fun, and I hope Miami can get it done tonight. But big picture for the Canes, is the only path to the NCAA tournament winning the ACC tournament, or is there another way they can sneak in?
I would imagine most likely, Alex, their only path is to win the ACC tournament. And in order to win the ACC tournament, they've got to get out of the Tuesday game. You never say never, but it would be highly unlikely to win five games in a row. Four games in a row, yes, that's been done. Virginia Tech did it 2 years ago. Five games in a row, that's you know, climbing a mountain in golf spikes. So you got to get out of that Tuesday game. And in order to get out of that Tuesday game, you got to start winning some games right now. Maybe another path to the NCAA tournament would be win the remaining games on your schedule, which would include Duke, Carolina, and Florida State. Those would all be great wins, and then make a serious deep run at the ACC tournament. But, you know, Miami, a Final Four team a year ago, I know it's going to be heartbreaking to people if they don't make the tournament this year, but the reality is that they are in a deep trench, and it's going to take a lot of work to get out of that trench.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I hope that they're playing meaningful basketball deep into March. But March is also going to be a big month because spring football, Joe, March 4th is the first spring football practice. Everyone, including me, and I'm sure you as well, very excited about Cam Ward. I'm hearing really good reviews so far about his professional approach and what he's been doing in off-season workouts. You know, your take on Ward, Joe, I'm sure you've done some study and preparation of calling his games next season. How do you think he can fit in Shannon Dawson's offense?
You know, I think that's a really, really good question, Alex. I think he should be a natural fit because he comes from Washington State, right? That's a spread offense, the same tree of Shannon Dawson in that same kind of coaching tree of air raid offense. So kind of started with Mike Leach and all that, and Hal Mumme and Shannon Dawson really studying Mumme and Mike Leach. So I think, you know, basically he should fit right in. My question would be, and I think you and I discussed this, is he threw the ball a lot at Washington State, nearly 70%. And Miami wants to run the football and control the clock a little bit. Now, Mario wants to run the ball and have that physical approach. So somebody in there is going to have an agreement on where this is going to go, because I imagine Cam Ward also wants to show his arm off. He had entertained the NFL and I think was swayed toward Miami probably for a variety of reasons. And I would think one would include the opportunity to lead a team and show off his skills. And yep, part of his skill set is throwing the football. So I'm sure that he understands a running game is going to help him, but quarterbacks today want to get to the NFL and they want to chuck it. So I think they've got to have a compromise there.
That's actually a great point and a good angle to think about, because I know, like, on the plus side, I'm sure, you know, Ward is looking forward to playing behind what should be a really good offensive line, because the offensive line.
Well, he didn't come here. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt, but really, he didn't come here to be a game manager, right?
That's right.
He came here to be a star. He came here to be a star. And Miami brought him here to be a star. So he's got to be a star. And in order to be a star, he's going to need, he can't become a headline writer, or become the guy that writes the headlines or is in the headlines just by yourself. It's going to require, I think, some game planning, obviously, and a vision and a theory and a philosophy of how are we going to let this guy be a star within our parameters. But he's not here to be a game manager. He's here to throw it, or in his mind, I think, to throw it, win a lot, and propel Miami is to propel him to the NFL, and he's to propel Miami into the playoff. Would you agree with that?
You're 1,000% right. And you know, Miami, they do have the blessing of depth when it comes to running back rotation. You know, they have some really good receivers. I mean, Xavier Restrepo was second in the ACC in most categories last year, and Jacoby George was not far behind him. And then on another front, Joe, I'd like to see Miami get the tight ends more involved in the passing game. I know that there were plenty of reasons why that didn't really happen last year, including, you know, guys getting injured. But, you know, this year I look at hopefully a healthy Elijah Arroyo and, you know, a Riley Williams, who's going to be in his second year, I think more ready to contribute. You know, Elijah Lofton, who's like a Swiss Army knife coming in as a true freshman. I hope Ward gets these guys involved in the passing game as well.
Well, the tight ends had a handful of catches last year. Got more involved in the Boston College game. I think maybe the Rutgers game. You mentioned Jacoby George. I'm sure he's penciled in. I think everybody knows what the issues are with Jacoby George. Yep. And so before we go Restrepo, Jacoby George probably has to get his own house in order. He's got to do a better job. I think everybody would agree on it, unless I'm out on an island by myself. He's got to help the team, right? Jacoby George has to help this team. Helping this team means catch the football, take it to the end zone, catch the football, get first downs, give the ball back to the referee, and go back to the huddle. Don't go punch the other side. Don't get a 15-yard penalty. So I am hopeful that Jacoby George will have a great year, but I think we all probably are in a position of we're going to have to see this. And he can't help Miami if he's on the sidelines. And he can't help Miami if the referees are throwing flags at his foot every time he pushes somebody when the play is over. So we've got spring football coming up, and he probably needs to concentrate a little more on discipline or adding discipline to his game.
Well said. Joe Zigacki, he is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. He's going to be on the call tonight. Our guy Hollywood is going to be with Joe on that Hurricanes hoops team hosting the Duke Blue Devils. Miami 6.5-point underdogs tonight. Hopefully they can do to Duke in their building what they did to them last year, where they had a wire-to-wire win at the Watsco Center. Joe, thank you so much, and enjoy the call on the game tonight.
All right, Donald, looking for a big crowd. Hopefully the Hurricanes shoot the ball well here tonight. No Nigel Pack. But if they can shoot the ball well, take this thing into the final 4 minutes, they're due for a late-game victory. They've been in the final 4 minutes here a lot this season and haven't come up with the necessary plays down the stretch.
You can hear it right here on WQAM, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. Joe, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Alex, thank you.
Good stuff, as always. Alex Dono in for Hawk today. I think Crowder's going to join us at some point. I don't know if he's back in Egypt or wherever he is. We'll see if we can get a Crowder cameo. Keep it locked right here. AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You keep up your diet. Croak is in your future.
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, we got a great contest for you. A chance to meet and get an autograph and photo with Jaime Jaquez Jr. at Hollywood Collectibles on Sunday, March 3rd. For your chance to win, text the word Miami to 20357. That's Miami to 20357. And you just might win. Can't wait to win? Go to HollywoodCollectibles.com to purchase tickets. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Jaime Jaquez Jr. quickly becoming one of my favorite Miami Heat players. I was reading a piece in The Ringer by Wes Goldberg, who also does Locked On Heat. And he, you know, mentioned that a lot of NBA executives and coaches are speaking so highly of Jaime Jaquez as a player that they really liked. It's like they love him, but they hate the fact that he's on the Miami Heat because he is so perfect for Heat culture and for Eric Spoelstra. Like, you, great player, I think, regardless of where he would have ended up. But Jaime Jaquez Jr. probably more perfect in Miami than he would be in a number of other places. Yeah, I was going through the masterful work of art that is the show sheet that Jimmy sent me earlier. And I became aware that today apparently is National Sticky Bun Day. And Dan, I was racking my brain on this, and I feel like sticky buns are a Southern thing. So you being a Louisiana, you probably had a diet primarily of sticky buns and mayonnaise sandwiches. I'm not sure if I've ever had a sticky bun.
Oh.
I'll be honest. Like, I Googled exactly is a sticky bun, and it looks like there's, like, pecans on. Like, it looks like a cinnamon roll with pecans on top. I don't think I've ever had a sticky bun.
You didn't have that middle school, elementary school, high school cafeteria sticky bun? They used to just bring out a big old tray of sticky buns. They were unbelievable.
I don't recall.
And in my high school, it was unlimited. Like, you paid your $1.25 for lunch, $1.50 for lunch, and it was just a mountain of stick. Not every day, of course. Every day can't be Christmas, but whenever they did have it, it was just a mountain, and there was no limits. Like, you could take, like, 5, 6 of them. There was no, like, take one, or they just didn't even distribute them. You just walked up to the mountain of sticky buns. A lot of times, it's bread cut like a long finger. And it has cinnamon and frosting on the top of it, or some type of icing on the top of it.
Maybe, man. I remember my grandmother, when I used to, my grandmother always used to cook, like, the Thanksgiving spread. And I'll be honest with you, awful cook. This is the one on the American side. It's my mom, like, my father's mother, my nonna from Italy, tremendous cook. My mother's mother, not she could do some desserts, though, but, like, the turkey was always dry, the stuffing was flavorless. I feel like she may have made something like that as part of the spread. It kind of reminds me of, like, I've since had what's called monkey bread, which is a little bit like what she would make. So maybe she made sticky buns.
Yeah, it sounds like she probably made sticky buns. They're probably pretty easy and cheap to make, so she knew her limitations and didn't want to break the bank on something she might ruin. But monkey bread's good, too. You can pull it apart. It's like a little pull-apart.
Yeah, I feel like that's what she used to make was monkey bread. Because I've had it, like, I remember going to, like, a trendy restaurant a few years ago where they had, like, monkey bread. I'm like, oh, this is, like, what my grandma used to make.
Yeah.
And it was way cheaper when she served it to me for free versus this, like, $30 tray of monkey bread at this restaurant.
Take it from someone who doesn't know how to cook. We have all of us have our little tricks. When we know we don't know how to cook, like, we can break out, like, simple things like sticky buns or monkey bread. You can cook pasta because, pasta's fancy, but it really isn't. All you're going to do is boil it in water. There's, like, a couple of things you go to when you really don't know how to cook if you're trying to act like you know how to cook. I do know how to make rice. Some people don't know how to do that, but rice really isn't that complicated either.
Yeah, it's not that complicated. Yeah, especially if you have I've got a rice cooker at home, and it's brilliant. I love it. I get like the Asian rice, the jasmine rice, making it just like I'm at a Chinese restaurant with the rice. Oh, it's so good.
The other non-cook move, chili. Really, all you do is put chili in a crock pot and you spice it up by maybe cutting up half an onion and maybe throw something and then load it with cheese on the top afterwards. And you're like, I made this chili. And people are like, or maybe you put some extra spices in it to cover up that it's just like store-bought chili. That is a total, I don't know how to cook, but I do know how to cook, quote unquote, move.
All right, maybe but within the next, I got a few hours after we're done here around 6, I'll see if I can track down some sticky buns.
Ask
for
your kid.
Tonight to sell.
Is your kid at school right now?
He's just my mom picked him up, so he's going to be hanging with grandma for the next few hours. He finished school at 2.
If not, tell him next time they have sticky buns in the cafeteria, swipe you a couple, put them in a napkin.
Okay, fair enough. What about you, Jimmy? Did you grow up eating sticky buns, or is that something you missed like I did?
No, I missed that opportunity too. But I was really more into maybe the brownies, the Little Debbies, and the Star Crunch and the zebra cakes.
Are you diabetic? I mean, that's like a lot of sugar compared to
not
sticky
all, at, not all like... at once, but you know, when I was a kid.
I mean, he's like describing the richest possible foods. I was thinking about Mark Hochman over the weekend because I remember him talking about this because he's from Chicago originally. They have all these like specific Chicago restaurants and chains and stuff, and he's talked about this location. So I was in Tampa with my family for a couple days. and I stopped and had a meal at Portillo's, which is, I've never been to Chicago, but that's, you know, like a Chicago Italian beef sandwich chain. So I've had the Tampa version of it. It was pretty good. Like I enjoyed the beef. I enjoyed the sandwich. My kid had chicken fingers, which is what he eats everywhere, which weren't bad. But I was thinking of Hawk because I've heard him recommend Portillo's before. And I had that on Saturday afternoon, Dan, and it wasn't bad, but I'll have to have the real thing sometime in Chi-Town.
Well, I was going to say, if you're in Tampa, yeah, you got to stop at Portillo's if you're a fan of this show, simply because Hawk brings it up all the time. But you got to go to Chicago, man. Chicago is one of the greatest cities that I've ever been to in this world. It has everything, and it's just the perfect size. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's got everything. It's got lakes. It's got scenery. It's got wind all over the place, food, deep dish pizza. Oh, man, you could take the L, go to a White Sox game, or go to a Cubs game if you want to go to Cubs, if you're a Cubs fan, depending on AL or NL. Oh, man, yeah, and it's just, it's a really, really great place. I'm surprised you've never been, I would think.
Yeah, I don't spend a lot of time between the two coasts. Like I go to a lot of East Coast spots, I go to a lot of West Coast spots. I haven't spent too much time. I mean, I did have I'm not as close with them. Like years ago, I went to Colorado a couple times because I had some like distant relatives out there, Denver area, which is super nice. Outside of that, I'm usually West Coast, East Coast. That's where I spend my time. I need to be near an ocean at all times.
No, I'm going to Phoenix and Sedona next week. So if you've ever been there, I'll take your suggestions.
Oh yeah, you know that's probably I'm going to be back out of town again this weekend, but I hope you found somebody to host all day with Dan Day because Len asked me if I could do it this week, but unfortunately, and I'd love to do the show on Saturday, but unfortunately I am unable.
Well, I'll be here this weekend, but yeah, the following weekend I don't know what's going to be happening.
Oh, maybe it's the following weekend. Okay, yeah. Well, maybe I could do the following weekend then. I think I might have misunderstood which weekend it was for.
I'll send you a show sheet to see what's going on. But yeah, I know there's spring training in Arizona at that time, so maybe try to catch a little spring training action and Sedona.
Are you a big I'll admit I'm not a huge baseball guy. Period. I don't really understand the fascination with spring training. It's like for me, because you know, I'm a big fan. I'm a big sports fan, but it's like I don't go out of my way to like travel to NBA preseason games, NFL preseason games. I'm a big soccer fan. I don't go out of my way to watch preseason friendlies. I don't know what this spring training fascination is. Baseball already kind of sucks, and you want to watch spring training? You want to watch preseason baseball?
Okay, I'm gonna ignore that you said baseball already sucks.
Kinda. I said already kind of sucks.
I'm going to tell you, man, I've never been to spring training games, but I'm guessing it's kind of like a warm-up, and it's also a little more – you're a little heavier on the partying and not worrying about winning or losing and more just kind of experiencing the baseball and getting usually the trip to either Florida or Arizona out of it. I'm not for sure. I know if I go to a spring game in Arizona, then – I mean, first of all, it's probably two teams that – aren't the Marlins, are the Cleveland Guardians, who I liked before the Marlins. So I'll just go out there and probably booze it up and have a good time. But I think it's one of those things, hope springs eternal. You're like, this is going to be the year we're going to win the World Series, and it's a good little trip, and I can party, and I can kind of see what the guys look like. And baseball is one of those sports that, you know, let's be honest, Inter-Miami, this international friendly preseason, quote-unquote, they've been a little underwhelming, maybe not trying their hardest. In baseball, you can try hard even when the game's not on the line because it's an individual batting or an individual pitching, or you don't want to just let the ball fall. Like, you're going to go catch the ball and try to do that. So you do try when there is action. So I think that maybe is a little more the allure of spring training. But with that being said, I'm not making the trip up to Jupiter to watch anymore. I'll just go to Lone Depot Park.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I want to talk a little more Dolphins, and we will be talking some Heat in the 3 o'clock hour as well. Alex Donna with you guys in for Hawk Crowder. We got Dan Day. We got Jimmy sporting his Inter Miami jersey. You guys want to keep it locked right here. Hawk and Crowder Show, AM 560 Sports, WQAM.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We'll break down some bowel movements here in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.